It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Surprise! The House Select Committee investigating the January 6th Capitol attack said Monday that it had scheduled a previously unannounced Tuesday hearing to, quote, present recently obtained evidence and receive witness testimony. All right, we thought we'd have to wait till July, but we've since learned that the surprise witness is Cassidy Hutchinson. She's the former executive assistant to the former White House Chief of Staff, Mark Meadows. She's testified three times behind closed doors. She saw Mark Meadows burn documents after a meeting in his office with Representative Scott Perry of Pennsylvania, who was working closely with the White House to invalidate the results of the 2020 election. She testified that she remembered a Secret Service agent, quote, coming in and saying that we had intel reports, saying that there could potentially be violence on the 6th. She told the committee that the White House counsel's office, during a meeting with Meadows and Rudy Giuliani, among others, advised them that the whole alternate electors scheme was not legal. She testified that, quote, Mr. Giuliani, several of his associates, Mr. Meadows, members of Congress, were discussing a fake electors plan during Thanksgiving of 2020. She's given detailed testimony about a number of House Republicans who were involved with pressuring former Vice President Mike Pence to reject electors and encouraging protesters to march on the Capitol on January 6th. She is the key source for the revelation that six House Republicans sought pardons. She reportedly confirmed that Trump told Meadows on January 6th that the then president agreed with the rioters who were chanting, "Hang Mike Pence." And in one piece of her testimony that has been released, Hutchinson said that conversations about seizing voting machines, appointing Sidney Powell as a special counsel, and invoking martial law were stopped because, quote, it became clear that there would be mass resignations, including lawyers in the White House counsel's office. So we know that Hutchinson is testifying today, but that's all we know. There could be others testifying. We'll just have to wait and see. As to why now and why the urgency of the matter, Punchbowl News is reporting that there have been sincere concerns about Hutchinson's physical security because of what she knows and what she's revealed to the committee. They're also reporting that her firsthand account, her direct testimony and evidence, meaningfully informs the hearings the panel has planned for July. So today's hearing kicks off at 1 p.m. Eastern. We'll have lots of details on the Nicole Sandler Show at 5 Eastern here on the Progressive Voices channel. In other news, the Supreme Court ruled on Monday that a Washington State school district violated the religious freedom of a former high school football coach, Joseph Kennedy, who lost his job after holding post-game prayers on the 50-yard line. Kennedy did that for years and refused to stop after the Bremerton School District asked him to because administrators feared the district could be sued for violating students' religious rights. Well, the six members of the right-wing cabal on the Supreme Court said the First Amendment clause against the establishment of religion doesn't require the government to, quote, single out religious speech for special disfavor. The court's three liberal justices said in a dissent that the ruling weakened the nation's longstanding commitment to the separation of church and state. You think? They still have four more decisions to release. They'll do it again tomorrow morning. Lucky us. Meanwhile, Friday's announcement that the court has overturned Roe v. Wade is still sending shockwaves across the country. California's Democratic-controlled legislature on Monday approved a measure that will let voters decide in November whether to protect the right to an abortion in the state's constitution. Governor Gavin Newsom also issued an executive order saying California will not share medical records with anti-abortion states or extradite doctors who care for patients who come to the state to seek the procedure. Judges in Louisiana and Utah temporarily blocked state trigger laws intended to ban abortion as soon as the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, which it did on Friday. The Louisiana order followed a lawsuit by abortion providers calling the laws constitutionally vague. The judge didn't comment on the merits of the case but set a hearing for July 8th. The Utah judge granted a 14-day restraining order requested by Planned Parenthood, citing the possibility of irreparable harm. 11 other states have similar trigger laws. WNBA star Brittany Griner briefly appeared in a Russian court on Monday where a judge ordered her held for an additional 6 months, basically detaining her through her set trial on drug charges. Her lawyer said the next hearing was set for July 1st, and that would mark the official start of the trial. The star of the Phoenix Mercury was arrested February 17th for allegedly trying to take cannabis vaping cartridges through a Moscow airport. She was charged with smuggling drugs into Russia, where she played basketball in the offseason. She could face up to 10 years in prison if convicted. And finally, it's Tuesday, Election Day. Primaries being held today in Colorado, Illinois, New York, Oklahoma, and Utah, with runoffs in Mississippi and South Carolina. Vote like your life depends on it. It does. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.